A proposed subdivision boasting 72 lots was up for discussion at a meeting last week, and the rising number of unsupervised bear viewers on the Chilkat River draws concerns. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesboro Planning Commission last week reviewed a proposed 72-lot subdivision from landowner Roger Schnabel. Commissioners expressed interest in the plan, but they said they could not approve the hilltop subdivision design because it was from 1997 and did not comply with current code. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Highland Estates agent Dave Smith, who was representing Schnabel, said the reason why they presented the commission with a 20-year-old plan is because it was given preliminary approval by the Planning Commission at the time. He said they were looking to revive the project. But the commissioners still wondered why they were looking at designs from 1997. Here's Donnie Turner.
I was a little bit disappointed to see a 1997 plat. It doesn't fit our code anymore. I mean, the code back in 97 obviously was different.
Smith said they didn't redesign any of the plans because they wanted to get input from the Planning Commission first, but they were told to come back with an updated plan. In the plan from 1997, Schnabel proposes a 72-parcel multiple residential subdivision on about 40 acres of his land. The area is bordered by Major Road on the north, the Port Chilkoot subdivision on the east, Tower Road on the south, and Alley and Cordis Roads on the west. The majority of the lots are between 15,000 and 20,000 square feet. Schnabel does not plan to build housing on the lots himself, but sell them as land for other people to build on. The density of the lots has some of the residents in that area concerned. Here's Emily McMahon.
So as neighbors of the proposed hilltop subdivision, we ask that you look at the plan to develop 72 small lots in this neighborhood with a critical eye. We're highly concerned that our quality of lives and property values will be substantially affected by such a significant increase in infrastructure, individuals, traffic, and construction.
McMahon said she understands the land is privately owned, but she asked the developers and the commission to consider the subdivision be planned with the larger lots and green space.
We moved to our home a little over a year ago with the intention of raising our family there, but the current proposal is concerning enough to make us rethink our current living situation for a more family-friendly option.
Some of the planning commissioners agreed with neighbors' concerns about lot size. Here's Chairman Rob Goldberg.
Personally, I like larger lots, and I would like to see this have lots that are more in conforming with the lot size that's around it.
Goldberg said most of the lots are barely over the minimum size of 10,000 square feet. He said that's pretty small in comparison to what's in the surrounding neighborhood. But Commissioner Turner said he doesn't have a problem with small lots because they're more affordable.
A lot of people can't spend the $60,000, $70,000 for a lot. You know, I mean, if you can, and the reason the density is there is so they can bring the cost down, I assume.
At the meeting, the commission did not approve the 1997 plan. They decided that Turner and fellow commissioner Heather Lendy will be part of a working group to help developers with the updated subdivision plan. Planning technician Tracy Tree said there is an issue that could hinder any approval of the subdivision. Ownership is unclear for about 6 acres of the property, apparently because it was sold to Schnabel by someone who didn't actually own it. Tree says planning staff are working to clarify ownership. For the time being, she's recommending the Planning Commission postpone any decisions on the subdivision. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
The brown bears that frequent the Chilkoot River in Haines have continued to garner attention, good and bad, from tourists and locals alike. Authorities and local bear experts agree that human-bear interactions are getting a little too close for comfort.
We're watching pink salmon in the stream. The water level is really low right now, and so we can really see the fish really well. And if we look downstream, we see the bridge going over the river on the Lutac Road, and there's a crowd of people on that bridge. So, I see there's a bear coming upstream just below them on the banks.
Shannon Donahue is the executive director of the Great Bear Foundation and has been working with Chilkoot River Bears for 5 years. She started as a bear monitor for state parks, but funding for that position was cut. From her time as the Bear Monitor to her current position, she's witnessed visitors and locals alike behaving badly. Earlier this summer, the human bear issues on the Chilkoot became a national story when a local man dressed in a bear suit was reported for harassing the Bruins on the river. Donahue says she hopes that the increased media attention doesn't lure more looky-loos.
But I think it's really important for us to see the treasures that we have and not take them for granted and respect them and use them to draw people to our area for the right reasons. You know, we don't want to be drawing people to the Chilkoot River because they know they can get away with getting close to bears or because they might see a guy running around in a bear costume.
This summer, Donahue spent hours each week on the banks of the Chilkoot studying human-bear interactions, how the bears use habitat there, and how successful they are at catching fish and foraging. Donahue says the amount of people is very high at times, with upwards of 100 people clogging the park road and the riverbanks. Interest in the bears by tourists came to life in the 1990s, she says. The river is frequented by anglers, tourists, and photographers. Donahue says she's interested in exploring whether or not everyone can coexist with the bears.
You know, you just have a lot of people in different places doing a lot of different things, a lot of wild cards. And I feel like, you know, a lot of the time people who come here really want to do the right thing, but they really just don't know what to do. People might have an idea of how they want to behave out here, but then once they see a bear, they just kind of lose their mind and just go kind of rushing up to it.
Donahue estimates that there are about a dozen bears that fish in the river, with more coming through as salmon runs ebb and flow. Last week, Donahue says she had observed three different sows with cubs and another eight or so single bears. She says in places that are managed specifically for bear viewing, where humans and bears learn how to act around each other, human conduct is regulated. Here, however, the regulations are unclear, and that can put people and bears at risk.
The only times I've ever felt in danger here on the Chilkoot have been because of what other people were doing. And it's typically been situations where maybe a bear was on the river or, you know, in the grassy area between the river and the road, and the bear wound up getting surrounded or its passage, you know, back up to across the road was impeded by, you know, a lot of people.
She says some of the bears have gained celebrity status, like Speedy, though Donahue mostly refers to the bears by number.
I feel like when we name bears, it starts to complicate our relationship with them. And, you know, for the survival of these bears, it's really important that we remember that they're wild animals and that we respect them and we give them space and we don't try to give them human attributes.
I've seen her lips go flat as she woofs because people were within about 30 feet of her. And that was one situation where I backed them up immediately.
That's Travis Russell, the new Alaska State Parks ranger in Haines. He started the job on July 1st. Russell says he's witnessed the bear known as Speedy show obvious signs of stress this summer when too many people were too close. He says he can help educate people when it comes to the bears, but his authority is limited.
The role is not clearly defined right now, and that is the most frustrating and confusing part for both myself as well as the public.
He says he can write citations for fish and game violations within the park, but usually a warning is enough to get people to move. Pam Randles, the president of the Alaska Chilkoot Bear Foundation, says that there are simply too many people for the level of management. She says this year was especially bad. But luckily, Randles says, nothing major has happened yet.
We all know what the worst case scenario is, and that's a mauling. And if there is a mauling out there, the bear will be blamed and the bear will get killed. And it will solve nothing.
Volunteers from the Alaska Chilkoot Bear Foundation spent some time this summer helping educate visitors on how to be more bear aware. Randles agreed with Donahue in that most visitors aren't being malicious when it comes to bad bear behavior. They just don't know any better.
It's really pretty simple and straightforward, but you got to have the people out there that have the knowledge and the time to talk to these folks. Because if you do explain to them, those bears will let you sit there and take pictures by the dozens of you if you know what to do and what not to do.
As for locals, Randall says she applauds the majority of Haines residents for being bear savvy.
Bears aren't automatically bad guys. People aren't automatically bad guys. This is something that we can live with them. We are living with them.
Back out at Chilkoot, Ranger Russell makes his rounds. He says he's not interested in ruining people's Alaska adventure.
I'd rather enhance their experience rather than inhibit it. With that said, though, I am concerned about the resource, and you do hear a lot of the loving the wilderness to death, or in this case, loving the bears to death, quite literally.
And just before I sign off, an update on the Haynes moose hunt. 6 moose have been harvested so far as of 3:30 today. 1 spike fork, 4 3 brow tines, and 1 50-plus inch bull. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.